Police in Dane County say drugstores and some residential homes have been robbed at the rate of nearly one a week by addicts looking for the drug called OxyContin. The pain reliever is used to help people suffering from cancer and other chronic illnesses. However, authorities say abusers are snorting or injecting the drug and increasingly are turning to robbery and fraud to get their fix. Chris Decker is with the Pharmacy Society of Wisconsin. He says pharmacists are aware of the danger. He adds that fraudulent prescriptions are also a growing problem.
There has been an increase in the number of individuals who have presented prescriptions that they've made up, where they've had access to a blank prescription order and have actually drafted prescription orders for OxyContin. So we've worked to advise our members, pharmacists across the state and all areas of practice, to be on the lookout for fraudulent prescriptions, as well as just to take a common sense approach to the issue of robberies.
Dr. Sri Vasudevan is with the State Medical Society. Vasudevan is a pain specialist in Menominee Falls and Sheboygan. He says when properly prescribed and monitored, OxyContin can be a revolutionary way to treat pain.
I have so many elderly patients who are 80 and 85 years of age who would be in nursing homes if it wasn't for 10 milligram of OxyContin in the morning and 10 milligram at night, and their life is independent. They can take those pills, and I have a small group of younger people who have had two back surgeries, and almost everything that can be done has been done for them. And with 20 milligrams of OxyContin twice a day, their whole life is better.
Two states have introduced legislation banning the sale of OxyContin, and the drug's manufacturer, Purdue, is creating a new version which blocks the ability to get high while maintaining the pain-relieving effects. Melba Lara, Wisconsin Public Radio.